May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
求神都是藉著我的口講出神你的話語，亦都是叫我們一起來到留心的來到聆聽。感謝到奉耶穌基督聖名。
阿門。
請坐。
A text for this address, Romans chapter 6, verse 4.
咁我哋今日讲到经文开始咧，就会同大家睇一睇罗马书第六章第四节。
We were buried with Christ Jesus through baptism into death.
我哋系同耶稣基督藉住呢个嘅洗礼，我哋咧系同钉同埋葬同死。
In order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life.
咁因为我哋系藉住呢个洗礼归入死，同佢一同埋葬，原系叫我哋一举一动有新生嘅样式，好似基督藉住父嘅荣耀从死里复活一样。
Does being interested in heaven mean we are of no earthly use?
咁其实我哋活喺世上，系咪即系话我哋专注喺天上嘅事？咁俗世嘅事，我哋可以置之不理，或者对我哋系冇用呢？
I want to look at you with you today at three passages of scripture.
今日就想同大家一齐去分享喺圣经里边三段嘅经文。
They each reflect upon the significance of our Lord's resurrection.
每一段经文都系话俾我哋听耶稣基督复活嗰个嘅重要性。
One is also a witness account of the fact of the resurrection.
咁其中一段嘅经文咧，可以话咧系耶稣基督复活事实嘅一个见证。
Firstly, John 20:19-31, where is your third reading?
咁我第一段要同大家睇嘅经文就系我哋正话所读嘅约翰福音第20:19-33。
I observe three things. One, John argues that the signs he has recorded are evidence of the identity of Jesus as Christ and Son of God.
咁喺呢度咧，我有三点系同大家嚟到分享嘅。就第一点咧，就系约翰咧喺呢度嘅经文里边，佢系讲出咗一个重点。呢个重点咧就话耶稣基督，耶稣系基督，系神嘅儿子。咁我就读出第30-31节，耶稣喺门徒面前另外行咗好多嘅神迹，冇记喺呢个书上，但系记呢啲事系要叫你哋信耶稣系基督，系神嘅儿子，并且叫你哋信咗佢就可以因佢嘅名得生命。
Two, the resurrection is the clincher of the argument.
咁第二点就系话呢个复活可以话咧。是那个论点那个中心来的。
This is illustrated by Thomas worshipping Jesus, my Lord and my God.
可以呢在这个看到这段经文里面讲到这个多马他向耶稣基督俯伏，他说我的主我的神，就可以看到这件事。
When he sees him after his crucifixion.
那当多马在耶稣基督被钉十字架之后他再见到他的时候。
And thirdly, the results of the resurrection are forgiveness and life in His name.
咁第三点咧，可以话复活嗰个嘅重要性咧，那个重点就系话我哋嘅罪得到赦免，同埋咧系藉住佢嘅名得到生命。
Because of the resurrection, the apostles are to declare forgiveness to those who repent.
因为耶稣基督嗰个嘅复活，所以当时嘅使徒就向人哋。来到讲明就话，因住耶稣基督嘅复活，我哋嘅罪得到赦免。
And in verse 31, believing gives us life.
咁喺第31节呢度讲到佢话，我哋相信就得到生命。
Another passage. Acts 4:32-35.
另外一段嘅经文就喺《使徒行传》第四章第32至35节。咁请听我读出。 那里很多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一个说他的东西是一样自己有的，都是大家公用的。使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人亦都蒙大恩，内中亦都冇一个缺乏嘅，因为人人都系将田产房屋卖咗，将所卖嘅价银攞嚟放喺使徒嘅脚前，照各人所需用嘅分给各人。
Here Luke, the author of Acts, illustrates the consequences of recognizing the resurrection.
咁喺呢度，使徒行传嘅作者路加佢咧就写出。他说当我们承认这个的耶稣基督的复活之后呢，我们就会看到他那个的后果是怎样。
A new social order of moral character and practical love.
在这里我们看到一个新的社会秩序的出现，就是一个好的品德和有实质行动的爱。
Verse 33, with great power the apostles continue to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus,And much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them.
咁喺呢度咧，我哋都系睇到咧，圣经好清楚话俾我哋听，佢话有好多信嘅人咧，都系一心一意嘅，冇一个人说佢嘅东西有一样系自己，都系大家共用嘅。使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人亦都蒙大恩。
So, God's grace to us through the resurrection flows to others.
所以耶稣基督那个的复活呢，可以说呢是他的恩典呢，是藉着我们呢是流出来流露去给别人。
And the third passage, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 4, mostly could you read verses 1 to 4? Romans 6, 1 to 4.
那第三道的经文呢，我要跟大家看呢，就是罗马书第六章第一至到第四节，请听我读出。这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？第三节，岂不知道我们这个受洗归入基督的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们藉着洗礼归入死，同他一样一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，好似基督藉住父嘅荣耀从死里复活一样。
Paul emphasizes that grace does not mean we can do as we please。
喺呢度，保罗佢话俾我哋听，我哋接受耶稣基督嘅恩典，并唔系表示话我哋接受咗恩典之后，我哋就可以行我哋要行自己所希望做嘅事。
But that moral renewal flows from Christ's death and resurrection。
但是呢，我们是由于耶稣基督那个的死和他的复活，我们有一个新生命在我们的生命里面流露出来。
New life in Christ means no more sinning.
在我们的新生命里面，即是说我们不再犯罪。
This passage from Romans is particularly helpful today as we administered, we did earlier, Christ's gift of baptism to Matthew. Matthew Chan was baptized here this morning.
咁呢一段嘅经文咧，对我哋啊，特别系有一个嘅影响同埋重要嘅，就系因为咧，我哋睇到呢段经文咧，系同今日我哋嘅弟兄阿 Matthew Chan 佢接受洗礼嗰度咧，就可以反映出嚟。
Paul the apostle tells us that baptism is identification with Christ in his death, and therefore also in his resurrection.
咁喺呢度，保罗好清楚嘅话俾我哋听，就话我哋接受洗礼咧，就系同基督一同嘅死，而且咧系同佢一同复活。
So, Matthew passed through the water of death with Jesus, and also he's raised with Jesus。
咁我哋正话睇到阿 Matthew 佢受洗嘅时候，可以话咧呢个嘅水嘅洗礼就系带佢进入咗呢个嘅死亡，但系咧。他同时因为这个洗礼是得到这个复活一个新的生命。
As the Catechism puts it, baptism is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace given unto us, ordained by Christ Himself, as a means whereby we receive the same and a pledge to assure us thereof.
那我们如果从教义上面来看，可以说这个的洗礼只不过是一个外表的表现来的。咁而同呢个外表嘅表现咧，其实系发自我哋个内心，我哋咧去接受神呢个圣灵所俾嘅恩典，而呢一个嘅洗礼咧，系耶稣基督 授权俾所有嘅牧者系去进行呢个嘅洗礼，而我哋喺呢个洗礼嘅时候，我哋咧系去接受耶稣基督所俾嘅恩典，而且咧我哋系得到佢嗰个嘅应许嘅。
What matters is the inward and spiritual grace or gift of faith that Jesus died for Matthew, for you and for me, so that his death counts for my sins.
咁其实我哋睇到今日呢段嘅经文里边所讲嘅就话，我哋特别要着重喺我哋嗰个内心嗰个嘅领受，同埋咧，我哋去接受神嗰个嘅恩典，而藉住呢个神嘅恩典咧。我们看到耶稣基督是为我们死，他是为 Matthew 而死，为了今天接受洗礼的人而死，为我为你而死。
And the forgiveness he won by his sacrifice is available for me, and so I and they and you may live forever with God in the fellowship of the Father, the Son and the Spirit.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上面的牺牲完成了那个救赎，于是乎我们的罪得到赦免，因此呢我们是得到永生，可以呢是跟圣父圣子圣灵呢是一起呢在坐席的。
Exactly 100 years ago the Titanic hit an iceberg.
那呢正好呢是100年前呢这个铁达尼号是撞冰山。
And at 2:30 this afternoon it went down.
那在今天2:30呢这架的游轮呢就沉没。
One of the myths to come out of the Titanic tragedy is that the band played the hymn "Nearer, My God, to Thee" as the ship went down.
咁咧喺呢个铁达尼号呢个悲惨嘅事件里边咧，有一个嘅神话流传咧，其实可以话咧系有证明嘅，就系咧佢哋当时嘅乐队咧系奏出一首嘅歌，就系咧更加与主接近呢首嘅歌。
It is virtually certain that this is not the case.
咁咧，實際上咧，可以話呢首歌咧，唔係應該喺當時嚟到演奏嘅。
A ship's band in such a situation would be playing bright or reassuring music。
咁喺當時嗰個嘅境況裏邊咧，其實船上嘅樂隊應該係演奏一啲比較輕快，同埋咧係令到大家咧覺得咧係有安全嘅一啲嘅歌曲。
It is likely that a confusion arose with the shipwreck 6 years earlier。
咁其实呢一个咁样嘅事件咧，可以话有一个嘅混淆，就系咧喺6年前有一架船咧，亦都系沉没咗嘅。
When the crew and passengers of the steamship Valencia did sing the hymn as their ship sank off the Canadian coast in 1906。
咁喺1906年咧，有另外一架船，咁咧就叫做 Valencia 呢架嘅游轮咧，佢当时咧亦都系喺加拿大嘅海岸咧沉没。沉没嘅时候咧，船上面嘅船员同埋嗰啲嘅乘客咧，系唱出呢一首歌嘅。
Moreover, even if it were played on the Titanic, it would not have been to the tune you know in your book 398. It's in your hymn book 398.
咁如果我哋去睇下呢首歌嘅时候咧，喺我哋嗰个嘅歌书，今日我哋嗰本嘅圣诗咧，398页咧有呢首歌嘅。咁所用嘅嗰个嘅曲调咧。
The tune Bethany, which is an American tune.
咁呢个嘅曲调咧，系一个美国嘅曲调嚟噶。
But the tune that the English would sing is in our blue book.
咁如果系呢个实际上应该要演奏唱嗰个嘅曲调咧，就系喺英文佢哋嗰本嘅崇拜手册里边嗰首歌嘅曲调，英国式嘅曲调。
So you can't believe everything you see in the movies.
所以咧，我哋如果喺睇电影嘅时候咧，我哋唔可以相信电影所表达出嚟所有嘅一切。
What is worth being clear about is the subject of the hymn.
咁其实重要嘅就唔系正话所讲嘅，而系嗰个嘅歌里边嗰个嘅主题、那个中心。
Which is a prayer that we might be nearer to God, a worthy and devout desire.
咁咧就系话我哋渴望嘅去祈求我哋能够接近耶稣基督。
But how does this happen?
咁究竟点样可以出现咧？点能够做得到咧
？The author, an English woman named Sarah Adams, bases the hymn on an incident in the life of Jacob, recorded in Genesis chapter 28.
咁呢首歌嘅作者咧系一位英国嘅女士，叫做 Sarah Adams。 咁咧，佢系根据旧约创世记二十八章里边所讲嘅关于呢个雅各嗰个嘅事迹嘅。
Jacob has run away from home to avoid the revenge of his brother Esau。
咁雅各咧当时咧系喺逃亡，系想咧远离佢屋企咧，嚟到避过佢兄弟嘅追杀。
For stealing his birthright and the blessing, the firstborn's blessing of their father Isaac。
咁佢点解要咁做咧？要逃走咧，就系因为啊，佢系欺骗咗以扫嗰个嘅长者嘅名长子嘅名分，同埋咧系欺骗咗佢父亲俾长子嘅嗰个嘅祝福。
He is in the middle of nowhere, and he sleeps out with a rock for a pillow as he dreams。
咁佢喺逃亡嘅时候，佢正所谓咧走投无路，只能够喺旷野里边用石头嚟到做枕头。咁咧佢发咗一个梦。
In the dream, a ladder reaches from earth to heaven, and angels are going up and down the ladder, and God is at the top of the ladder.
咁佢喺呢个梦里边，佢就梦见到有一个嘅梯，有张梯由天上边嚟到连接落一个地下嗰度，而且咧佢见到咧喺呢个嘅梯上边咧，天使咧系喺度上上落落，而且咧神喺呢个梯嘅上边。
God repeats to Jacob the promises earlier given to his grandfather Abraham and his father Isaac.
咁神咧喺呢度系重复嘅讲俾雅各听，佢对佢嘅祖父亚伯拉罕同埋佢嘅父亲以撒嗰个嘅应许。
Jacob therefore realizes that God has his eye on him.
咁雅各就明白，原来神一路咧系眷顾住佢嘅。
And also, there is two-way communication between himself and God.
咁同埋喺呢度，我哋睇到系佢同神之间咧系有双方面嘅一个嘅交往嘅。
So the hymn suggests that wherever we are, we can be near to God by calling upon Him and trusting that He will not leave us.
咁所以正话嗰首歌所讲嘅就话，我哋咧系能够咧经常系与主嚟到接近嘅。当我哋需要佢嘅时候，我哋去呼求，我哋去求告佢嘅时候，佢会喺我哋旁边嘅。
But perhaps Sarah Adams also had in mind Gospel of John chapter 1:51。
咁或者呢个作者 Sarah 佢有另外一个嘅睇法，咁就系根据约翰福音第一章五十一节嗰度嘅。
When Jesus challenges Nathanael,
咁喺当时咧，耶稣基督咧系同拿但业咧嚟到交谈，对佢咧有一个嘅挑战嘅。
Who he describes as a genuine Israelite, that is descendant of Jacob, but who is not like Jacob.
咁咧喺呢度咧，我哋睇到圣经讲咧就话拿但业系一个嘅真正嘅犹太人。就好似雅各，佢系雅各嘅后裔，但系咧佢并唔系同雅各一样。
He says to Nathanael, "One day you will go better than Jacob, one better than Jacob himself."
佢对拿但业话：，佢话有一日你会比雅各更加重要、更加厉害。
Because he will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon Jesus.
咁因为佢话俾拿但业听，佢话我实实在在嘅话俾你听，你将要睇到天开咗，神嘅使者上下来往喺人嘅身上。
What Jesus is saying is that He Jesus is the ladder。
耶稣基督喺呢度讲明一样嘢，就话耶稣基督自己就系呢张嘅梯。
When Jesus lifted up on the cross，
当耶稣基督被举起十字架上嘅时候。
He is like a ladder reaching to heaven.
佢就好似一张梯，由地上一路伸展去到天国一样。
There is a hint of this in the first verse of the hymn. Nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer to Thee, even though it be a cross that raiseth me.
咁咧喺呢首更加与主接近呢首歌嘅第一节里边咧，就系讲到话，我哋咧系好似被举在十字架上，纵然我们是被高举在十字架上，被钉在十字架上，我们呢都 是感觉得到的。
I feel there is a weakness in the hymn.
我觉得这首歌呢是有一个弱点。
Because it puts an emphasis on the singer.
因为它将那个中心放在那个 唱歌 的人身上。
Rather than Jesus, who is the ladder.
咁咧就唔係將嗰個嘅重點咧擺喺嗰個嘅妻，即係耶穌基督嘅身上。
Jesus is the one who we can trust in any and all circumstances, even if we are dying in a disaster.
咁耶穌基督係我哋唯一可以依靠嘅，無論我哋遇到咩嘅境況，甚至我哋遇到死亡。
Let us sum up.
喺呢度做一個嘅總結。
John, as we noted earlier, concludes the argument of his gospel.
咁我哋喺呢度咧睇到約翰咧，正如佢早前所講嘅，佢咧就係喺呢度咧有一個嘅結論。
By contending that the seven signs or miracles he has recorded, especially the seventh, the resurrection, are proof that Jesus the Christ, the Son of God.
佢呢度嘅論點咧，佢提出咗有七個嘅神蹟，特別咧係最後所記錄嘅一個神蹟，就係咧關於復活嘅事。咁藉住呢個復活咧，就係證明耶穌係基督，係神嘅兒子。
Jesus is the full disclosure of God to us。
咁我哋可以藉住耶穌基督就睇到神，因為耶穌基督就係完完全全係代表咗神。
And we enter true life when we commit ourselves to Him。
當我哋將自己完全交託俾嘅時候，我哋就係得到呢個真正嘅生命。
We could say, our place with God.Is secure in heaven.
咁我哋可以话咧，我哋喺天国上边得份咧，就已经咧系藉住耶稣基督成就咗啦。
But another important thing is to spell out the consequences, the implications of the new life in the here and now.
咁咧，其实另外一个重要性咧，就系话我哋得到呢个新嘅生命之后，藉住呢个复活得到新嘅生命之后咧。我哋系点样嚟到喺现在喺我哋将来行出嚟咧
？Of the culture and values of heaven, we must live now。
咁我哋可以话喺呢度做一个比喻，就话我哋喺天国上边嗰个嘅生活嘅方式，我哋嗰个嘅价值观喺今日我哋喺世界上，我哋就应该要行出嚟。
So we read in Acts chapter 4 verse 32 of the open sharing of the first believers.
咁所以我哋睇到喺《使徒行传》第四章第三十二节嗰度开始讲到咧，就话信徒咧佢哋凡物共用，大家嚟到分享嘅。
All the believers were one in heart and mind。
咁所有嘅信徒咧都系一心一意嘅。
No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had。
没有一个人话佢嘅东西有一样系自己嘅，都系大家共用嘅。
With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all.
使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人亦都蒙大恩。
The resurrection changes life.
可以话复活改变咗我哋嘅生命。
And also John asserts the responsibility of the preaching of the resurrection.
咁而且使徒约翰咧更加。在这里很重要的指明就是说我们那个的耶稣基督的复活呢是给我们有一个很大的那个的生活上面的指引的。
He rebukes Thomas for not believing what he was told.
他在这里是谴责多马他说呢我们告诉你听耶稣基督复活但你不相信。
For many people must believe without seeing.
咁其實對於好多人嚟講咧，就話我哋雖然冇睇到，但我哋仍然要相信嘅。
We are blessed, for we have not seen, but we have believed。
咁我哋可以話係蒙福嘅一群，因為咧，我哋雖然係冇親眼睇到耶穌基督嘅復活，但係我哋係聽講聖經裏邊話咗俾我哋聽，我哋係相信。
Because we have trusted the word of the witnesses。
因為我哋係相信呢個作見證嘅呢一班嘅人。
And Paul in Romans 6 emphasizes the turning away from sin, which is evidence of the new life.
咁喺呢度咧，保罗特别强调咧，就系话我哋咧喺呢度能够咧得到一个新嘅生命嘅样式。
So, in a word, the resurrection changes everything.
可以话复活系改变一切。
We celebrate today the sign of our transformation in the baptism of Matthew.
今日我哋藉住 Matthew 陳安傑弟兄佢嗰個嘅洗禮嘅 的时候呢，我们就看到呢他生命上面改变那个的精神。
And we commit ourselves afresh this Easter to the new life Christ has won for us.
希望我们每个人都能够在这个复活节的时间来到思考，我们是不是真的要重新的来到思考一下，我们要过一个新的生活呢？
Amen.